Welcome to BGM Talks, where today we will be discussing the topic of trust. We are your hosts, Eric, Matt, and Jackson. And on today's episode, we will be hosting fellow BGM member Davis to discuss why trust is important. And on today's first topic, we're going to be discussing why trust is hard to gain and easy to lose. And we're going to do this through referencing the book between Christopher and his father.
You know, Jackson, in this book, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night, Christopher and his dad have a very strong relationship going up and through the point where Christopher finds these letters that his mom's been writing him from London. And he finds out that his dad's been hiding them from him. And just that trust between him and his father is just dissipated.
Yeah, I'm going to add on to that. Christopher has always been dependent on his father, as he's helped him with basically everything in his life. Furthermore, him lacking a mother figure in his life, Christopher has displayed a lot of trust in his father due to him being the only parent in the household. So when Christopher is looking for the book in his dad's room and he stumbles across the notes from his father, this proved that his mom was still alive, and it shattered Christopher because it showed that trust between him and his dad about feeling that they could share everything, it dissipated because it showed that his dad's been hiding things from him. And this is also when he finds out that his dad killed the dog, Wellington.
Also, Christopher doesn't really have many trusting relationships in his life due to his situation and his inability to have emotional connections with other people. So he really, when he loses that relationship with his dad, he's kind of lost as himself and goes on his own journey to London to go find his mom, which eventually he does, but he then realizes that he kind of needs that in his life, that relationship with his dad. And luckily throughout the book, he ends up rebuilding that, which gets him going on the right path again.
Yeah, this really shows how important trust can be, because it shows how, because before, Christopher trusted his dad with everything, and it just shows how easy it is to lose this trust, because one simple mistake, Christopher and his father kind of feel like they cannot trust each other with anything at that point anymore.
And going off of that point there, Jackson, trust isn't something that should just be given out. Especially in Christopher's and his dad's situation, that trust had to be gained back. It can't just be given back. So towards the end of the book, when everything is good with their family, it didn't just go from 0 to 100.
It took a while for that trust to be gained back
from Christopher and his dad.
And going off of the fact that trust is hard to gain and easy to lose, we all go through these ups and downs in our real life of meeting new people, gaining their trust over time, and then eventually a lot of people fall off with others, and it's quite a common thing, but people aren't there to last forever. So I mean, you can't really expect things to be perfect the way that they are.
Yeah, this can be seen, like, people growing up will be the best of friends, and then eventually one of them will make a mistake maybe, or something happens, and this trust just dissolves, and you become not friends anymore because the trust is just not there anymore.
Especially now that we're in school, there's thousands of people around us. You meet someone new, you think you can trust them, and then, there's 1,000 other people that they can go and make mistakes with that also throw you off, and you eventually just understand that you don't need that anymore, so you put it away.
And with this, as we're all seniors this year, going off to college in just a couple of months, we're all leaving our high school friends as we split up, and we're gonna be meeting a bunch of new people at whichever college we're going to. And with these new people, that trust is not gonna just be instantly given. These new people in your life have to really earn your trust and show that they're gonna be a good friend and have your back through anything.
And on to our next topic, we're gonna be discussing, can you respect someone you do not trust, and can you trust someone you do not respect? I want to be welcoming in our guest, fellow BGM member, Davis K. Colts.
Thank you for having me on here today, Jackson. Matt, Eric, how are we doing today?
Pretty good.
Doing fantastic, man.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it.
Starting us off here on this second topic we have, can you trust somebody you do not respect? And can you respect somebody you do not trust? Eric?
Well, I think that it goes both ways, where you have to understand what you want out of someone to trust them, and you have to know or have a good relationship with them to respect them, to be civil in your being. So
I agree. It's like a two-way street for me. So when I'm talking to a new person that I meet, let's say they giving me good respect, I'm going to respect them back in the way that they're respecting me. I'm going to gain some trust there, talk to them, and I'm going to appreciate them more the way they're acting to me.
No, I'm going to have to disagree with you two on this one. I feel like there's certain situations where you can respect someone, however, you cannot trust them. For example, I'm going to go on and say Vladimir Putin of Russia. We cannot trust him. We can respect him because he is a leader of a world superpower. However, we cannot trust him because him and Russia could turn on us at any time and launch nuclear bombs at our heads.
But that's a different situation. I feel like there's a larger understanding to that one rather than just a simple relationship you have with someone else where you're just trying to, where you have trust and respect with them and you actually support what they do rather than having to hold back what you want because they have power over you that you're afraid for them to use.
This is like the same thing that goes for North Korea, I feel like. I mean, President Trump is trying to go over there more, starting to talk to Kim Jong-un a little bit more. I mean, we still have our doubts about North Korea. We still think they're a very hostile country. But yet again, I think we're starting to gain a little bit more trust in what he's doing over there. The respect that we have for them it's minimal, but I think it's sort of gaining very slowly.
I'm gonna completely disagree with you on that one, Davis. North Korea, there's just no way that we can trust them here in the United States. We start to talk about denuclearization with them, and then a couple months later, they're threatening to bomb one of our military bases over there,
fair point.
Guam. So I just think that especially with North Korea, there's just a level of zero trust and zero respect that they get from me.
Okay, I'm that's a fair point.
So, in my work, there's someone I work with who I can already tell she's older than me. I'm, 18? So, obviously, she feels like she has authority over me when we're in turn the same exact position. But whenever I talk to her, she talks down to me. So I have automatically lost all respect for her.
Yeah, there's a level that she doesn't respect you. You don't really respect her.
Yeah, but she's been there for some time. I trust her in what she's doing. If I have a question, I'll ask her. But if I actually try to talk to her about anything else, it just feels like I'm being talked down to. And I just...
You know, I'm in the same situation at my work too, Eric. I got it's a bunch of 17 and 18-year-olds. And then there's one, 45-year-old named Bradley. And Bradley, he... In any situation, he just feels like because he's 45 and we're all 17, he thinks that he has authority over us.
Takes charge over you guys.
Even when we're in the exact same position, getting the exact same amount of money. And
so what you guys are saying is that there's some relationships in your life where a person doesn't respect you. You may not respect them. However, they feel like they have authority over you and whatnot. But you have to trust them, I guess, because working together, you don't have trust, then I feel like there's going to create mayhem in the work area. Yeah.
And it really depends what kind of relationship it is, because if it's like just someone from work or if it's, say, a significant other, then it needs to be different in that regard. You kind of need to have it go both ways rather than just one.
So Matt and Eric, for your coworkers here, do you feel like they... let's say, put in the same amount of trust back to you that you give to them, or do you think it's on a different scale? I know we were talking about respect, but let's go to trust a little bit.
I think definitely with the guy at my work, he really, I don't think he does trust me. or anybody else for that matter, because...
Because of the age difference?
Just because of the age difference. He thinks we're going to mess things up. And just the other day, we had a tournament, and we had to drag the fields after every game, and he was very inadamant about us dragging the fields instead of him.
He would like to drag the fields.
He wanted to because he was afraid that we would mess it up.
Do you have more than one vehicle that can drag the fields?
Yeah, we have two, but we only had one operating that day.
Okay.
And we would like to thank Davis Coates for coming out today, helping us out with our podcast.
Thank you for having me on today, guys. Hope you guys have a blessed day, and hope to be on again soon.
All right. And on to our final topic, we're going to be discussing why trust is important. I'm going to let Matt Quinn start this one off.
The times these days, it being 2019, there's just a basic level of trust, and there just has to be a basic level of trust in everybody you see, personal and professional relationships.
Yeah, I feel like trust is the backbone of any relationship, personal or professional. Without trust, I feel like you can't really accomplish anything because, I don't know, you don't really, I just...
Yeah, you can't have a, just like in the workplace, if you don't trust your coworkers, you can't have a successful running business. And on a personal level, you can't have those good friendships and people you can rely on to...
Yeah. Going off of this, maybe in the workplace, trust is extremely important because as like a leader, maybe like a boss, if they don't trust you, then no one's going to listen to you. Nothing's going to get done. They're not going to know how to do things. So, yeah.
There's also, in your head, there's a level of trust that you kind of want with other people and that you need. Because if you don't have anyone that you can trust, you're just stuck with yourself. And it gets to the point where you can kind of mess yourself up if you're, again, lost in your own head rather than having a bunch of people who you can kind of have help you out and know that they're there for you in no matter what you go through in life. But trust is just one of those things that you kind of have to have with others to be able to function in our society nowadays.
And trust, you know, is just... so extremely important, and it's in every aspect of especially our great country here, the United States of America. Citizens have to trust our government. I mean, and it's really hard to trust our government, but we have to make the right decisions and the right calls to keep us safe and keep us as a successful functioning country. And Jackson?
Yeah, going off of that, do you guys feel like trust is the most important characteristic, or do you feel like there's something else that is more important?
I feel like trust definitely is the most important characteristic in a relationship. In a marriage, you have to trust your partner. You know, infidelity, you don't want to think about it, it's a thought, but you know you can trust your partner. And just everywhere else, your family, Eric.
But just like, I mean, trust shouldn't be given out easily, though. That's the thing, is that you have to keep it kind of closed. You have to have a small circle of people you can actually trust because it goes a long way. It goes a lot farther than you'd think, and it stays with you throughout your entire life. And you kind of have to make those decisions early, so we kind of need to figure out where that ends.
So what you're saying is you should only trust few people because trust is something that shouldn't be handed out to everyone.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And now we're going to conclude this podcast on the topic of trust. I'm going to leave you off with one simple question. How important is trust to you? This is Jackson signing off.
This is Matt. I'll see you later.
This is Eric taking off.